Now, verse 16. And the children of Joseph said, the hill's not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Beth Shean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. You see, they've got an excuse why they're not going and getting the land. Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people, hast great power. Thou shalt not have only one lot. Only? There's more land for you. But the mountain shall be thine for its wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, though they be strong. Now, Joshua gives a noble reply here. He says to Ephraim, you don't like what you got? Complaining? All right, get up there and lay hold of it. But remember, there are giants in the land. You'll have to work. You'll have to fight. It's going to cost you something. And the reason today that there's so many Christians that are so beggarly, in fact, of the matter is, that's the problem in our churches today. And that's the problem of a great many preachers today. I heard the story years ago of a great preacher in New York City. And he was taking a vacation up in northern New York, in the northern part of the state. He was in a little country town. On Sunday, he went to church that morning, and there was a young preacher there. And lo and behold, a young preacher was preaching one of his published sermons, and he was almost giving it verbatim. And when the young man came out after the sermon, shaking hands at the door, while this preacher went by from New York, the famous preacher, and he shook hands with him, and he said, young man, I enjoyed that sermon today. How long did it take you to prepare it? And the young man said, oh, it didn't take me about 3 hours. And this man says, that's strange. It took me 8 hours. You see, friends, if you're going to lay hold of spiritual blessings, you're really going to have to work at it. A young man that I had in class many years ago, he went out into the active ministry. He was in a place about 3 years, and he came down to see me, and it was a distress call. He said, I'm in trouble. I didn't know what it was. And when he came in, he said, you know, Dr. McGee, I'm all preached out. I haven't anything else to preach. I don't know what to do. Been in the place 3 years. I said to him, how much time do you spend in the study each day? Well, he said, I don't spend very much time. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but it's not very much. I said, how much time do you spend preparing a sermon? Oh, he said, maybe an hour. I said, just an hour? Yes. Well, I said to him, that's the reason that you run out. That's the reason you're through. He said then to me, how long do you spend preparing a message? And you've been at it now for some time. And I said, yes. I said, some of it's actually a review. But I said, I never preach a sermon that I don't spend 8 hours. And some of them I've spent as much as 20 hours. Now, it may not look like it when you listen to them, but that's the time that I spent in getting up. My friend, I want to say to you today that if you're going to lay hold of spiritual possessions, as Joshua said to Ephraim, you don't like what you got? You run out of sermons, you can't go any longer, and you're drawing from somebody else, then for goodness sakes, move out and lay hold of these great spiritual blessings that are yours. But remember, there's an enemy there. There are giants in the land. Satan will trip you if he can. And it's going to require hard work. There's no explanation for that. I had a professor in school. One fellow came in one day. He was complaining about a book that we had to read, outside reading. And he says, Doctor, it's as dry as dust. And the professor said, well, dampen it with a little of the sweat of your brow. That'll make it come alive. May I say to you, this is a great argument for hard work, by the way. Joshua says to his own tribe, Ephraim, don't come around me complaining. You go up there and get it. The land's there for you. But you're going to have to work at it. I think this is a marvelous thing here. This is the way you're to do it. You're going to have to drive them out. God will not arbitrarily give you the land. Every place that the sole of your foot shall stand upon, that's yours, God says. Isn't this a marvelous thing? Oh, today, how many of us are so poor spiritually? Why? We just didn't get up and walk and tread on the land, friends. We didn't lay hold of spiritual blessings.